Just a quick little PSA before the video starts. As I'm sure most of you have probably seen, my Not Safe for Work videos have been removed from my YouTube. No, YouTube didn't take them down. I actually just moved them to my Patreon, which they are uploaded there for public viewing, which means any of you can go there and watch them if you'd like. And from now on, my Not Safe for Work videos will be uploaded to my Patreon. My YouTube will mostly just be Safe for Work videos, but on my Patreon, I will be uploading Not Safe for Work vids that are public, so any of you can listen to them without charge, and I will also be uploading exclusive content to my Patreon as well. So yeah, that's all I really have to say for now, but I hope you enjoy this video. Bye! Oh. Good. You're awake. Shh. No, no, no. Don't freak out. You're okay. You're safe. You're safe here with me, I promise. What? Don't believe me? What's not convincing about it? Is it the ropes you're tied up in? Or is it the knife that I'm holding in my hand? Don't worry, baby. This is just for extra precaution. I don't want you to escape now, do I? No. I mean, it's not like you're trapped here or anything. You want to be here with me. I know you do. It's just, I don't know how well I can trust you yet. But I promise, you won't be in those ropes forever. Soon, you'll be able to go wherever you want. As long as I'm by your side, of course. Why do you look so scared? You're not scared of me, are you? You know that I would never do anything to hurt you. You're special to me. Very special. And I'm gonna show you just how special you truly are. Oh, baby. Your cheeks are so flushed. Is it something I said? Or maybe it's because I'm now straddling your lap. So close, our bodies touching. It's just even so exciting to think about. You see, I've been dreaming of this moment for as long, well, for as long as I can remember. Just you and I, alone together at last. No one to tell us what to do. No one to tell us what not to do. We can do anything we want. You're shaking. You don't seem to believe anything I'm saying, do you? Well, what will it take for me to convince you, huh? What will it take for me to convince you that I love you very, very much? That I would never hurt you? Well, that is if you don't give me a reason to. You see, even when I ever so slightly scrape the blade of my knife against your neck, still would never hurt you. I would never. Oh. Oopsies. Looks like I put a little too much pressure to your neck, didn't I? Oh no. You're bleeding. That's okay, love. I don't intend to let any part of you go. Not even just a tiny drop of your blood. Whoa, slow down, silly. Too many questions. Don't get all frantic on me now. You seem to be bothered by our current situation. Acting as if you're, I don't know, displeased? But no. No, that can't be it. Now, I know the ropes may be a little uncomfortable, but I had to tie them tight. And, you know, like I said, you'll be out of them soon. I just have to earn your trust first. Do you think you can do that? Now, I know you didn't mean that, baby. Spitting in my face like that. But I really, really didn't like it. No, fuck. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just got a little riled up. You tend to do that to me, you know. But please, for both of our sakes, don't do something like that again. Okay? Then everything will be fine. Then we can live together forever. We can be happy. Oh, are you crying? Oh, shh, no. There's no need to cry. I'm right here with you. I'll always be by your side. Listen, how about tonight I cook you your favorite meal? Of course I know your favorite meal, silly. I know everything about you. Why wouldn't I know everything about the person I love? I want to make sure I can be the perfect girlfriend and take care of you properly. Satisfy all of your needs in any way possible. I'll do whatever it takes. And I mean whatever it takes in order to keep us together and happy. Now, get some sleep, okay? I'll be back soon. I promise. Good night, baby. Sweet dreams.